Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Hey there, my name is Chalene Johnson, and welcome to Build Your Tribe. Today's episode is all about Instagram. But the question is, do we stay on Instagram? Should we be focusing more of our efforts on learning Snapchat? And if we stay on Instagram, how do we make Instagram work? This is a short episode, but I promise to deliver you answers. Off to the show. Okay, first let me start with a brief overview. The first thing you have to understand is the number one ingredient when it comes to Instagram, actually when it comes to any form of social media, is patience. Social media, all social media platforms, having success in them is about relationship building. There's no secret formula. There's no magical way to build a relationship other than trust. And as we know, trust is built over time. And even if people coming to know that your account is an account that they can trust to have the type of content that they're looking for. So I encourage you to practice patience and persistence. Number two, action. You must take action. While I know how tempting it is to fly through every one of these lessons and consume it all at once, may I urge you to stop after each lesson and create for yourself an action plan. What do you need to do differently? What course of action must you take tomorrow to begin to get a return on your investment, an investment of your time on social media? If you don't take action, nothing changes. And the people who are killing it in their business by using social media are the people who aren't just listening to these ideas, but they're taking action. Number three, understand that all social media platforms change. As they change, we have to adopt and adapt. We have to figure out what's working, how to change course, and how to continue to dominate that platform as it continues to morph. Instagram is strong and getting stronger. Number four, there are only guidelines in this course. While many experts love to tell you, this is the only way to do something, or you must do it this way. And to be honest, I've even caught myself saying those things. The facts remain that each one of us has a different situation. I will share with you best practices, but please know there's always exceptions. You know what's best for you. Do your due diligence. I offer you my opinion and best practices, but ultimately, no one knows your target audience or your lifers the way you do. Number five, accept that your return on investment is determined by your effort. I'm going to give you the tools, the know-how, and understanding. I'm going to share with you resources and case studies and best practices. But all of that is for naught if you don't put in the effort. And I know that's sometimes uncomfortable to hear. People want a magic bullet. They want some quick shortcut way to master their business and grow their social media accounts. You've already invested in the ultimate shortcut, and that is by investing in experts. I personally have saved myself hundreds of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of hours once I realized that it was a critical investment for me to take a chance on experts who could show me the shortest route possible to success. And that's what we're going to do here today. That, however, did not negate the fact that I had to put in the work, as will you. And number 7, have fun. Don't worry about making mistakes. Oftentimes, I will find that people want affirmation. Shalene, should I do this or that? Should I post this kind of photo or this kind of video? And they get so caught up in their fear of failure that they fail to just act. And the only way you can fail is by not trying. Because if you try and it doesn't work, that's not failure. That's an experiment. You just got to put it out there, see what works, and then adjust course when it's not going well so that you can just keep making it better and better and better. But don't be afraid to experiment. Don't be afraid to try things out. And most of all, don't be afraid to be you. I mean, that's what people are attracted to. They've been looking for someone just like you. Let's make sure they can find you. If in fact you should stay on Instagram. What if you are very distracted by all these other apps and wondering where in fact you should be spending your time? You're questioning or wondering whether Instagram is still a viable platform. Well, get excited because it is, and it is in a big way. Even though Instagram originally became very popular several years ago, its popularity continues to increase. Why do you think Facebook has invested so much money into the development of Instagram? First of all, Instagram has over 500 million monthly active users. It is said that daily 80 million people use Instagram, and that means 20% of the internet is using Instagram. Your mom's using Instagram, your dad's using Instagram, your aunt, your uncle, your bank, your gas station, everyone is using Instagram, and it continues to grow. So why are we so tempted to jump ship when there's a new app out like Snapchat? And not that Snapchat's terribly new, but everybody's talking about it and FOMO starts to set in, fear of missing out. Well, let me just put your mind at ease, or maybe just help you understand the demographics of these two apps and platforms so that you can make the best informed decision on where you should be spending your time. First of all, as I've said, Instagram has nearly 500 million monthly users, 80 million photos shared per day, 3.5 billion likes per day. Snapchat, on the other hand, has 100 million daily active users. And the demographic or the age range for the typical Snapchat user is 60% of them between the ages of 13 and 34, and they're on their smartphones. So it is a younger crowd on Snapchat, and if that's where your demographic remains, if that's your target audience, then you need to have a Snapchat strategy in place as well. But that does not negate the fact that even in that younger demographic, there's a bigger audience that continues to grow on Instagram. And keep in mind that every social media platform, almost without exception, will target a younger demographic when it first becomes popular. And then all the social media marketers, the brands, the business people, they all show up and they ruin it for everybody. Just kidding. Actually, we make it much cooler. But when, quote unquote, the old people show up, the young people search for a new app. So I guess what I'm saying is don't feel like you need to jump ship. There's millions, literally millions and millions and millions of people who are dying to become your customers. And they're right there on Instagram, which is an app where we can engage, we can build our brand, we can direct message, our content doesn't disappear, and we can run advertising. Bingo! From this demographic created by Sprout Social, 22% of the daily users are male, 29% being female. So it's close, a little bit more women than men. Over 50% of the users are in the age bracket between 18 and 29. A good 25%, though, are in the age range of 30 to 49, and even 11% in the 50 to 64% range. And what I've noticed as a trend in the years that I've been teaching Instagram is that that demographic continues to get older and their annual income continues to increase. That's pretty cool. The number one reason why I choose to focus my time on Instagram at the moment versus Snapchat is because of engagement. Despite the popularity and the fact that everybody's talking about other apps, I continue to believe that Instagram is the ultimate place for you to build a brand and a relationship because of engagement, because people are allowed to comment on each other's posts and mention their friends. It's the ultimate referral. It's a testimonial and it's free. All right. In the rare event that you may be the unicorn who doesn't have the Instagram app downloaded to their phone, that's your first homework assignment. Download the Instagram app. Be sure to create a username and create a profile. That's what people can expect or need to know about you. And later in this course, we'll talk about how to maximize your bio. But for now, just fill out that information so that I can get you on this platform so that you can spend some time getting to know this very cool app. You will find it tremendously helpful. There are just so many cool things that Instagram has done recently. Of course, I'm very excited about two-factor authentication. Unfortunately, it has not rolled out to everyone, but side note, if you do have Instagram, please be sure to go into your settings and make sure you have checked the box that ensures that your account is protected with two-factor authentication. I digress. All of the cool things like one-minute videos, how awesome they have made it to help you find your target audience and interact with the right people, and just the changes they've made to hashtags, advertising, and so much more. I'm still a huge fan of Instagram. And while I have checked out many of the other platforms, this is where I find my lifers. I find my lifers on Instagram and on Facebook, of course, YouTube and Pinterest. But Instagram, it's my number two. My number one is Facebook. But my number two, it's actually my number one when I think about free leads, it is Instagram. And it's not just because of my Instagram account for Chalene Johnson, but I have dozens of feature accounts, accounts that people don't even realize it's necessarily mine, but it attracts my target audience. It's what they are looking for online. And I would love to share those techniques with you. I do have a course that teaches you all of this inside and out. So if you're all about saving time, feel free to check it out. You can do so by going to getigimpact.com. But in the meantime, I encourage you to spend some time on Instagram. If you want the shortcuts, if you want to save yourself some time and allow me to share my best tactics with you, my inside information, and to become a part of my private academy, well, then I invite you to join us at getigimpact.com. But in the meantime, it is my honor and my pleasure to spend this time with you here on Build Your Tribe. I will continue to provide you with the best content I have to inspire, to motivate you, and to just get you to try it. Just go for it. Whatever it is, put your fear of failure, quiet that voice inside your head that's saying, what if you don't do it right? What if you're not ready? What if people don't like it? Just quiet that voice and turn up the volume on that voice that's saying, it's just an experiment and no one's going to die. I should at least try. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, I'd love to invite you at this time to write a review, write an honest review on iTunes. And when I say honest review, I mean a review that will help me by letting me know what it is specifically you like about Build Your Tribe. I read those reviews. If there's a certain type of content you want more of, that's where I'm going to know about it. It's also where people like you who are business owners or want to start their own business, you read reviews of other podcast and it's in the reviews that you're like, oh wow, this sounds like what I'm looking for. So I love it when you guys just give me a 5-star. That's super cool, but it's very helpful to myself and to others who are looking at podcasts when you can provide specific detail. Anyways, that's all for now. I love you. You are amazing. Go out and do great things. Today's episode was sponsored by IG Impact. It's my course designed to help you understand how to master Instagram. It's fun. It's changed so much, especially in recent months. And it's a very exciting, easy way for you to build an audience, to build your own email list, to build your brand, to attract customers. I offer a free webinar no strings attached. I share with you recent changes and some of the most basic tips that people overlook when they're using Instagram. To sign up for that webinar, go to InstaImpactWebinar.com. You got that? Insta as in Instagram. Impact as in that's what you're going to make. And webinar as in that's what it is. Okay. InstaImpactWebinar.com. I will see you on that broadcast.